Hello, and welcome to the Hillsborough School District's weekly podcast, available on the HSD website and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Beth from Communications, and these are your top stories for the week of October 28th, 2024. November is Native American Heritage Month, a time to celebrate the beauty of Indigenous cultures. Not only do we recognize the tremendous positive significance of Native people in this country, but we also remember the mistreatment of Native communities that continue to fight for recognition, equality, and peace. We recognize that parts of the Hillsborough School District are located on the traditional lands of the Otfaladi Kalapuya, the Indigenous people of this area. According to Kalapuya tradition, the people were created here, and they have lived here since time immemorial. Indigenous people still live here today, having persevered through war, displacement, genocide, and oppression. We humbly honor the ancestors of the Indigenous peoples for being the original stewards and protectors of this land. We want to take this opportunity to recognize and highlight the rich and diverse cultures of Native American, Alaska Native, and Indigenous communities this month and beyond. Visibility saves lives, can be seen as the first step to establish and maintain relationships with our Native students and staff. Our educators have access to lessons and resources to help them navigate and elevate Native American, Alaska Native, and Indigenous cultures year-round. Visit our website for information about related events taking place throughout November. Our featured staff member is Glencoe High School Special Education Assistant and Unified Sports Coach, William Johnson. All of our HSD staff members are great, but some truly go above and beyond to the point where they could justifiably be called heroes. Such is the case for William, who is also known as Maverick. He has been volunteering with a disaster relief organization called Team Rubicon for the past 7 years. Over the course of his service, he has been deployed more than 30 times to support communities all over the country in their recovery efforts after hurricanes, wildfires, floods, and other emergencies. Read more about Maverick's volunteer journey in his own words and join us in saying, "Way to go, Maverick. You make us proud to be HSD." The next meeting of our Educational Equity Advisory Committee takes place on Monday, October 28th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. in the Administration Center Boardroom. Public seating is available and there is also an option to participate virtually. First quarter ends on Thursday, October 31st, and there will be no school for all students on Friday, November 1st, as teachers have a workday and prepare grades. School resumes on Monday, November 4th. Daylight saving time ends on Sunday, November 3rd. Remember to move your clocks back 1 hour before you go to bed Saturday night. Superintendent Travis Ryman will hold his final fall coffee chat from 8:15 to 9:15 a.m. on Tuesday, October 29th at the standalone Starbucks on Embry Drive in Hillsborough. Since the spring, a cross-functional team of staff members, students, and board members has been digging into the history of U.S. school calendars and looking at national and local trends in an effort to develop recommendations for the school board's consideration as they prepare to adopt calendars for the 2025-26 and 2026-27 school years. Please take a few minutes to review the slides and/or watch the video linked on our website for additional context. And then share your thoughts via our calendar survey by Friday, November 1st. Beginning Monday, November 4th, middle and high schools will begin sales of non-meal foods and drinks during meal times. All items are Oregon Smart Snack approved. Items can be purchased with funds added to cafeteria accounts or cash. Charging is not allowed for these options. To add funds to accounts, visit linkconnect.com. Virginia Garcia Memorial Health Center is hosting 6 vaccine events for students in November and December. 4 of these will take place at our school-based health center located on the Century High School campus, and 2 will take place on-site at Evergreen and South Meadows Middle Schools. Visit our website for details. Dia de los Muertos is a tradition with pre-Hispanic roots that commemorates ancestors and deceased family members. It's a distinctive holiday that reunites the living and the dead and honors those we have lost. Visit the City of Hillsborough's website to learn about the fun, festive, and creative events taking place in Hillsborough and surrounding communities to help you celebrate. The Hillsborough Police Department will hold its annual Fall Shred It event on Saturday, November 2nd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the First Tech parking lot on Northeast 49th Place in Hillsborough. Only paper items are accepted and there is a 3-box or bag limit. Donations accepted to benefit the Hillsborough Police Cadets. The City of Hillsborough Fire and Rescue Department is hosting an informational session about community wildfire protection on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. Join them in person at the Cherry Lane Fire Station or virtually on Zoom. Nominations are currently being accepted for Oregon's Secondary Principals of the Year Award. There will be one middle and one high school recipient. Nominations are due by 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday, December 4th. Attention staff, the October episode of HR's High Five podcast features staff members Ashley Irwin and Martha Rodriguez-Ciordia talking about the resources and creative ways HSD partners with employees to dream big and achieve new levels of success. This is the first of 2 episodes dedicated to the topic of internal growth pathways available to HSD employees. Listen on our website. Thinking about earning your endorsement? Learn more about options through Pacific University that are 100% online and designed for working teachers. That's all for the week of October 28th, 2024. Additional information and more stories can be found in our weekly hot news publication in your email or on our website at hsd.k12.or.us. I'm Beth, and as always, we are proud to be HSD. Have a great week.